took my love and I took it down. I climbed a mountain and I turned around. And I saw my reflection in the snow-covered hills where the landslide brought me down.
It is Denver FM, and we'll just see now if she is on the line. Are you there, Denver?
I am. Hello.
Oh, good morning. About to start crying again because your cover of Landslide last night was just the epitome of beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
It was just magic.
Oh, I mean, I loved performing that one. Like, that was my favourite, I think, the whole entire show. So, yeah.
Yeah, and, you know, the lighting, your dress, all of it, just absolutely magical. And I really do feel I saw all three judges had glistening eyes. They had tears in there as well.
Yeah, a lot of people actually came up to me and was like, yeah, you made me cry. I was like, wow.
Oh, it's such a beautiful song.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Firstly, congratulations on where you got to with Australian Idol. That is truly an amazing achievement. Have you had a chance to reflect and take sort of stock of how you're feeling?
Oh, a little bit. Like, it's just been such a whirlwind. Like, I've just felt every emotion under the sun. But a lot of people have been like, how do you feel? And, like, the first word that comes out of my mouth is just happy. Like, I'm just so happy.
Yeah.
It couldn't have gone better. And I had such a great time and I wouldn't trade it for the world.
We all know who the actual winner should have been. I saw them put Dylan and Amy across last night, Denver. I was on the couch. I was like, what? Is this like a nightmare? Is this actually happening? Because that is incorrect. But, of course, we all know how incredibly well you've done and you've had this national platform, and we know you'll be signed up and performing all over the country, as Amy Shark said, in a hot minute. So there's no doubt there.
Yeah, I mean, I've gotten everything that I dreamed of getting out of this experience. Yeah. So, like, I don't know. It was so fun to do, and I could not be prouder of Dylan and Amy. Like, it was just such a beautiful, like, beautiful people to do it with. And, yeah, it was a really good week to, you know, end the whole thing on.
You'll never tell us, I'm sure, what's coming next. But can you tell us when we can expect to know? When can we expect to know what's coming next? Like, when will you announce it on Instagram or whatever?
I can say with full confidence it'll just be everything and anything. Like, I have new music coming. I'm playing, you know, at a lot of festivals this year. Like, it's happening. It's really happening.
Original music.
It's coming.
She's got a catalogue already.
That is amazing.
Already
congrats.
Done and ready to put out there, haven't you?
Yes, and I'm so, so excited.
So when do you actually get to come home and catch up and visit everyone? When's your flight?
I'm actually coming home. I'm flying home tomorrow. So it'll feel weird and good to go home to good old Rocky. So, yeah, I'm excited. Keen.
Do we have, like, an arrival time so you can have your fans, you know, show up? Do we need to advertise that for you?
I still don't even know where my flight is. So okay. Your guess is as good as mine.
Look, Rocky Airport is the place to be at some time tomorrow, okay? Because Denver
FM. Yeah, let
FM
us know if you need a lift.
So, yes.
Do you remember when Travis Kelce or whatever, Taylor Swift's boyfriend, was flying in and Sunrise had a camera planted on Sydney Airport? That's what we've got sorted at Rocky for
and
you,
and
all right?
And the whole world stopped, yes.
Where do you see yourself basing yourself out of once you start writing and producing more music?
I'm honestly not sure. Like, yeah, so many people have asked that question. I'm like, I don't know. Like, I really don't know. Like, I feel like I will move to somewhere where it's easier to kind of see people and travel and stuff. But, yeah, I'm not sure. Like, I feel like Rocky is just been my turf for literally my entire life, so I've never really thought of living anywhere else, but I do plan on going somewhere, but wherever that will be, I'm not sure yet.
And how is your sister holding up? Because she was in tears as well watching you perform last night, and I loved when you were sharing the story that, was it Landslide? You two used to do Learning to Drive. She was teaching you to drive and you used to just crank it up and hoon around, well, not hoon, let's not use that word, responsibly learn to drive around Rockhampton. That was a great story.
Yeah, like my speakers are still broken from that. but yeah, she was southern, beautiful girl. She was crying heaps. But yeah, my mum and dad were crying, like everyone was crying. I was like, oh geez, guys, pull it together, otherwise I'll start.
it was very beautiful.
Just lastly, have you seen any, like the Daily Mail written any stories yet that you've read and gone, that's not true about me, I didn't do that, I'm not dating that person?
Oh gosh, there were so, like at the beginning there were so many rumours about Trent and Denver and I'm like, no, not even close.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh, that was about
Well, you've just reminded us, we actually have a hot date with Trent that we actually have to follow up here at Denver FM because we want to go out to the Camel Farm and go and, you know, meet them a bit more on a more personal level. What do you reckon, Denver?
Yeah. Oh, can I come?
Yeah, no, we need to make a little group catch up, you know?
Yeah. Let's bloody do
Let's
it.
Let's make a group chat, guys. Let's make
group
a group
chat. Group chat.
Excellent. Excellent.
You're a superstar, Denver.
Yes,
thank
you.
So much. You've done CQ very proud and you've been so great with your time to come on our show. Congratulations again on coming third in Australian Idol this year.
Thank you so much. You guys are a blessing. Thanks for having me.
Don't worry. We are keeping the station changed to Denver FM at least till 9 o'clock this morning when I lose control, okay?
Thanks for your efforts.
Talk to you soon.
Bless you. Thank you.